It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. Have you ever thought about becoming a foster parent or a foster family? It's important. The work that's done impacts lives forever. And right in the center of it, in the thick of it, Catherine Spoon, she's the program manager for Strengthening Families with Lutheran Family Services of Nebraska, and she joins me live in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Do appreciate it. I have an aunt and an uncle when he was still alive. They were foster families for a couple of children who have gone on to do great things. Can you talk about the impact that one family can have on the life of a child or children?
So there's a huge impact that a family can have on the life of a foster child. First and foremost, you're providing a strong and loving home, which is the foundation for any child to be able to succeed in their life. At Lutheran Family Services, we help hundreds of families heal and become stronger so they can conquer their past and just have stronger futures. We all know that when children are a part of warm and nurturing environments, they're able to regain their self-esteem, perform better in school, and just have a really good future.
How do children end up in the foster system? And what are the ramifications of that when they do end up in the foster system?
So the goal is to always try to keep the family unit intact. But unfortunately,
the family unit from which the child has come.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes. But unfortunately, sometimes the state is unable to do that. So children are then placed into the foster system. Safety is the utmost important factor in that. When children are removed from the home, the hope is to help them to be able to heal. They need safe and loving places to live. So part of being in foster care is to help give those resources to those children and to the families so that we can reunify them successfully.
So Lutheran Family Services, if people want to become foster parents, is there some sort of educating or training or certification that Lutheran Family Services provides for these adults who want to open their home?
Yes. So the first step is to just give us a call. Give us a call, reach out to us, ask your questions, and we'll answer them best of our abilities. We'll come out, we'll meet with you. It's very informal. And then the second part of that is getting you registered into our class, which is TIPS MAP. It's Trauma-Informed Foster Parenting. It is a 30-hour course. So we offer that once a week for 3 hours for 10 weeks.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, this is not just kind of a one-off thing here. There's a commitment, and it starts with education on how to get into the system and approach the system. That number, by the way, is 833-KIDS-LFS. That's 833-KIDS-LFS, or there is a website, which is lfsneb.org for more information. Just thought I'd toss it in there while we're here. How long would a child, generally speaking, stay with a family? And then what happens next?
So the typical length of time is typically between 6 months to a year. And during that time, the family is working with a variety of providers to heal and be able to reunify. So there's a plan that they have to work to be able to reunify. After that six to nine months or a year, they reunify and they become back into a family unit, and they're most likely still working with providers. The hope is that our foster families make such an impact and build such a relationship with the families they work with that it isn't over. They continue to maintain those relationships.
So the foster parents not only house the child and help raise the child in their own home, but they also have contact with the family from whom the child has come?
Yes, that's very important. That's a very important part of the reunification piece, is they become a strength. It's shared parenting, so they become partners in a way. And a support system.
Kind of a la the philosophy of it takes a village to raise a good child.
Absolutely.
And so this is the creation of a child-raising village, if you will.
Yes.
Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. So there is support resources after reunification. That they, a lot of times these families don't have a lot of supports when they come into the system. So it's additional babysitter. It's a friendship. They become part of that foster parent's family, and essentially they get an extended family on top of that.
It is an opportunity to change the life of a child and change it for the better. If you would like more information, please call 833-KIDS-LFS or go to the website lfsneb.org. Catherine Spoon, thank you very much
for stopping in today.
I really appreciate it. She is the Strengthening Families Program Manager with Lutheran Family Services of Nebraska. She has been here live and local. Morning Edition continues now.